Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Final hour of Ben and Woods, Ben Higgins, Stephen Woods, producer Paul Reindel with you 5 to 9 every morning here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Did you see the tweet last night from our friend Kyle Glazer from Baseball America?
I don't think I did.
During the game, he said, a fan with a megaphone in one of the buildings surrounding Petco Park is going down the Astros roster and saying,
roll call,
player name, you know, whatever, Jose Altuve. You are a cheater. Shame on you. It's like a bit by someone in San Diego.
Could be a Dodger fan.
Could be easily. Could be a Dodgers fan.
Got a few of those here.
They were the ones who, you know, gave the Astros trouble when the bus pulled in at Dodger Stadium earlier this year.
They also like took it to City Hall to have it reversed to give them a World Series because, well, they haven't been able to win one in 32 years.
Yeah, so come Kevin Falconer hasn't declared the Padres World Series champions yet? I mean, what kind of mayor is he? Just issue a proclamation.
Yeah, when you don't like something, you just proclaim it to be true.
Just reverse it. Go through the political process and reverse anything you don't like that has happened in the sports world.
Works for me.
I thought you might either enjoy that bit or think that's a little too much. I'm sure.
Big eye roll bit on that.
Eye roll on that one?
Yeah, big eye roll. You know what we haven't freaking talked about yet? We haven't talked about the kick. We have not mentioned the kick.
Oh, Justin
it's
Turner.
The kick. The morning. The kick.
What's there to say?
What do you mean, what's there to say?
Justin Turner is a horrible human being.
Terrible.
And the umpires are incompetent. What else do you want to add to it?
They reviewed that. They looked at that and went, yeah, give him first base. Are you effing kidding me?
It was an interesting situation because, okay, so the first inning yesterday, Dodgers and Braves, seven runs were already in.
No, four, I think.
No, seven were in.
Oh, seven were in?
It was first and third
with
two outs, and the ball ends up at the backstop and a run scores. So when they went and reviewed it, by calling it a hit batsman, it actually took a run off the board for the Dodgers.
True.
And gave the chance for the Braves to get out of the inning without any more damage. So I'm going, well, yeah, I mean, he shouldn't have gotten first base because of it, because he clearly stuck his foot out.
Ben, they should have left him at home plate and put the runner back.
And put the runners back. I think that would have been more fair, but I guess maybe in the umpire's mind, like, well, everyone's getting something out of this. The Dodgers lose a run, but we'll give him the first base and move on to the next batter. Well, the next batter was Max Muncy, who had a grand slam and made it 11-0.
I did see the sentiment everywhere.
Justin Turner, doesn't he lead the league in getting hit by a pitch?
Yeah, but he does not lead the league in kicks, kicking of the pitch. I've never seen that. We've all seen dude lean in and go, you know, like we've all seen it.
Turn your shoulder a little bit, it gets closer to the plate,
closer to the ball. Wearing one in a big spot is, if you got a guy that's fearless up there and doesn't mind getting plunked, you love that guy.
Time honored tradition.
Time. Craig Biggio, you know.
David Eckstein.
David Eckstein. And then they run down to first. You're like, hell yes.
Sprints down to first.
Also, if you're not a good hitter like me, you kind of love in a big spot to get hit by a pitch. You know,
takes the pressure off a little bit. Well, what can I do? I got hit.
Your buddies are like, yeah, way to wear it, man. Not a boy. Yeah, you feel like a badass, too, as you're running down to first. But no, the thing with Turner is, like, how do you look at that and go, oh, yeah, that's legit. Yeah, he's totally. That's a rule. Like, there is a rule about getting out of the way. They've called it before. We've just saw it recently this season.
A couple times. I remember seeing umpires say, no, you didn't try to get out of the way.
This is different. He literally attempted to get in the way. And again, I saw it. I didn't tweet it because I catch a lot of grief for it. But what if Manny Machado did that? Vilified. Top story today.
Banned from baseball.
Vilified with a capital V. There'd be a documentary made about it. Just another example of this Bush League, blah, blah, blah. Justin Turner. Oh, it's gritty. It's the way, hey, that's the way you help your team out. Very gritty move. Also, did you see Cody Bellinger hacking 3-0 yesterday? Getting a grand slam? Not a word. Not a word. Not a word.
It's a playoff game. Well, it's different.
11-0.
Regular season, apparently.
Okay.
All right. So before that game yesterday, the Padres did a media session with General Manager A.J. Preller. We talked a little bit earlier about the injury updates. Mike Clevinger, Denelson Lamet. He said they don't need surgery, according to the doctors. They're just a prescription of rest and a little rehab. And in 6 weeks, they should be good to start throwing again and getting ready for the 2021 season. He also discussed the possibility of beginning long-term contract talks with Fernando Tatis during the offseason. That seemed like it was a legitimate thing that would happen sooner rather than later. He didn't have like a fixed date where he said, oh yeah, we're picking up the phone now, but it definitely sounds like they're going along that road. But there were some other interesting topics as well, Woods, that you should definitely hear. One of them had to do with Chris Paddock, and I thought his comments on Paddock were really thoughtful and interesting, basically just kind of seeing like where he thinks Chris Paddock currently stands, coming off obviously the rough season and the rough playoff outing that he had, not getting into that series then against the Dodgers, and where that guy stands now as he gets ready to head into his third Major League Baseball season.
I think with Chris, again, I think there's a ton of faith, and I told him that personally. You know, I think there's, you know, again, like this is kind of the first time really in his career he struggled. You know, I think you really go back, obviously a lot of these guys as amateurs are dominant, and really for him, like right out of the gate, when you look at, you know, rookie ball with the Marlins, into the trade with us, into a, I think, 8-walk, 120 strikeout comeback season from Tommy John, and then last year as a rookie, he was pretty successful right out of the gate, really against the best guys in the world. And you know, he had some really good moments this year. I think for him, you know, that fastball command, getting that heater back, everything kind of for him comes off of the fastball. He obviously has a great changeup and developing breaking pitches, but the fastball command's the biggest thing. And I think we've talked about getting the fastball back to, you know, the dominant pitch that's been for him in the past, and trying to figure out why it wasn't quite that this year. But, you know, again, like you bet on people. He's an extremely hard worker. He's a very competitive person. And this is a unique thing for him. He's never really gone through this before in a unique year, you know. So it's not excuses. He's not an excuse maker, but he'll be one of those guys that we talk about, you know, this offseason priority. Started opening day for us, started the first playoff game for us. We see him as a front of the rotation type, and making sure next year when we start an opening day that he's that guy for us. I think that'll be a big priority.
I have no problem with that at all. And I think that's something that it's a good perspective for Padre fans to have.
Well, it's interesting. I had never really thought about the fact almost everyone struggles at some point.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whether you hit a part, you know, in high school and before your velocity comes in, or you just get to college and the first season was rough, or in the minor leagues. You know, usually there's one season where, hey, you're just adjusting life in pro ball and the numbers are, I've never faced hitters this good before. He is literally never struggle.
What do they talk about, man? They talk about it clicking. And yeah, you expect when a guy comes in and it clicks almost from day one, you expect it to keep clicking. It doesn't always work that way. A guy can be...
In fact, I don't think it's ever worked that way. At some point, every baseball player...
has just gotten their T's lit.
Yes,
like it happens.
Has come to a point in their career where for at least whether it's a couple weeks or a month or a half a season or a season, it's just been a struggle at some point. Everyone faces it. Chris Paddock is now facing it. Waited until his second year in the big leagues before he finally hit that gut check moment of, okay, you know, here it is. I am now facing the adversity that so many people have told me about, but I've never really had to go through in my career.
Well, look, the great ones can overcome it, and the great ones can overcome it quickly. I'm not saying that Chris Paddock won't be a great one, but, man, just listen. All we can go on is what he says. I mean, and all of the comments post game. But, well, you know, I looked in the mirror, I was mentally fatigued, and all those things. I mean, those are all, those are learning experiences. You can't say those things next year. And again, your persona, all that, that's fine. That's really beside the point. In order for the Padres to be successful, I do feel like he's still, in my mind, he's still a potentially really big part of that. I think, you know, you're not paying him a lot of money. He does have good stuff. And I said it before his first playoff start is, we're not asking a lot of Chris Paddock other than to just be what you've been. We're not asking you to do anything new. You don't have to, hey, guys, I worked on a knuckle curve, and I'm going to bust that out today. Good idea, Chris. No, go out there, spot up your fastball, use your changeup as your out pitch, pitch up, pitch down, and just do what you've done. We weren't asking anything differently of him, and he didn't get the job done. And trust me, I think he knows that. And if the hard work thing, I think we all saw, like, we know he puts in the work. We know he does. But if it doesn't translate, then yeah, that's the issue.
You know, any smart GM, you know, always hope for the best, plan for the worst.
100%.
But the hope for the best right now is a healthy Denelson Lamet, a healthy Mike Clevenger,
and a healthy Chris Paddock.
Chris Paddock gets it back going again. You've got Zach Davies coming back. If all those happen, and you know, that's what AJ Preller is at least, you know, at least hoping for, doesn't leave a lot of room in a starting rotation next season for that, you know, fifth spot. And that brought up the question about Mackenzie Gore and Luis Patino,
I like
where they are going to be standing, you know, going into spring training next year. Are they competing for a rotation spot?
I think, you know, again, I think, you know, I have a good team, but we have a really young team. And I think, you know, I think there's the expectation. I think this thing's been designed that, you know, we continue every year to get people to come up through a system that we believe in that can impact our big league club. So, you know, I think those are two names that we would expect to come in next year ready to compete and, you know, make our decisions tough in terms of who's going to be on the roster. And I think both of those guys come in next year ready to, I think the message to them in the offseason is going to be come in ready to make the club.
That's the best part of it. All the generic stuff leading up to that is that's what we all need to take away from it is, hey, and I bet you it was a little bit more firm of a conversation than, hey, guys, good to see you. Come back next year. We're looking forward to seeing you guys compete. No, I bet it was, hey, listen, both of you, be ready. You better come back here ready to go because there's this Padres train is a different train than it was. It just is. It just is. Expectations are higher.
It's definitely not a situation where a couple of years ago, you know, Nick Margavichus has a decent camp and he ends up starting, what, second day of the season for the Padres?
Was it second or third?
It was very early.
Was it
in the
Lauer,
season.
Lucchese, Margavichus?
It was something like that. In this case, you go into spring training, and Mackenzie Gore can have a fantastic spring training, and they could say to him, hey, you were fantastic. Other guys were even more fantastic, though, and we still don't have a spot for you in the starting rotation. Keep working on it. I mean, it could be very hard to crack the Padres' starting rotation to begin the year.
That's what you want, man.
Yeah, I mean, the competition is now fierce on the Padres to make the roster. And who knows, is it a 28-man roster, or is it back to a 26-man roster next season, which was what it was supposed to be at the beginning of this year? A lot of question marks. Still another question mark that AJ brought up. Mitch Moreland, you know, he's got a decision to make within 5 days of the end of the World Series. He's got to decide on his contract. They haven't said whether there's a DH even in the National League next year.
We've kind of been
assuming there is, but he said it'd be nice to know that
before
I have to decide on Mitch Moreland, because if there is a DH, sounds like, yeah, Mitch Moreland's a guy they want. If there isn't a DH, there might not be a need for a Mitch Moreland.
All right, strategy lover, you want the DH back, don't you?
I do. I am now committed.
Quote,
don't ever want to go back.
I want to hear it. I was wrong.
I was wrong, Woods.
You were right.
And you were right.
Yes!
The DH in the National League.
It's way better.
It was a better game this year.
Oh, God, it was so much better.
I didn't miss
at
seeing
all.
The pitcher's hit.
Not one time. Not one time. Did you feel there was a lack of strategy that you missed out on the game?
Not really, no.
Yeah, not a bit. It's great.
Wasn't bad.
I told you. It's so good.
Thank you for opening my eyes.
You're welcome, man. That's what I'm here to do, enlighten people.
Finally here, one more bite from AJ, and I asked him the question just because he's been so busy the last few years just figuring out how to put a roster together based on just the bits of pieces of flotsam that he can find.
Flotsam is such a great word.
I didn't use that word with AJ.
What's jetsam?
It's the flotsam's brother, I guess.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Flotsam and jetsam.
God, flotsam's so good.
But he's not there yet. They're not at the top of the mountain. You still have to get past the Dodgers, the Braves in the National League. So I said, hey, what's left? What do you need to add to get past those last couple of teams?
I think we felt like this year that we could play with anybody. I think we felt like we had a team that would have been competitive with anybody and could compete with anyone. I don't think there are any glaring holes that we see. I think maybe part of the last few years and even the last few months was about building something that we felt like was sustainable, and it wasn't just like a quick run and then all of a sudden we were going to have to really reload and regroup in the off season. So I think we go in with a team that, there's not one specific area that we need to address. Obviously, we've got to, continue from the health standpoint, getting good news and making sure our guys are healthy. But, we feel like we have a pretty complete competitive club. Every year you're going to look to improve and going to look to, try to continue to add. And I think we understand the ultimate goal is to win the World Series. But I don't think there's a glaring area that we go into this thing. I think it's still – adding the right kind of people to the group and the team, and I think we'll start having those conversations here over the course of the next few days. But I think last year we had a clear focus, left-handed bats, rounding out the lineup, improving some of the back quality, adding some of the starting pitching depth. This year I think it's we feel pretty good about the crew that's coming back, and I think we'll see how the offseason lines up, in the next couple of weeks.
The garbage man outside of his house?
Yeah, well, they said he was in his living room, I think, and I did hear that truck backing up. But tweaks and upgrades, not overhauls and giant holes to fill.
What a good feeling, man.
Different kind of offseason for AJ.
It is such a good feeling going in knowing that you're locked in at so many positions. And really, I think we talked about it the other day, 1 through 8, you're pretty locked in, right? I mean, you're pretty locked in left, center, right, first, second, short, third, catch. You're good. Like, that's a really good feeling. And you feel pretty damn good about every one of those positions.
We will talk more Padres baseball. Jesse Agler going to be with us for a little wrap-up at the bottom of the hour, so stay tuned for that. Up next, though, we need your help today, Tier 1s. In particular, this is the day. We'll explain what we need, why we need it, and what you can do. Coming up next with Ben and Woods. Right now, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Vicky Pepper.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.